Here we are, Carl. We're at the kitchen table visiting with you a little bit. We got your tape yesterday. It's May 31st and it's pretty cloudy now. Maybe it's going to rain on the new seeds. Mother's been out planting seeds in the garden. Ingrid's home now and been busy today. Company, she'll tell you about it. But we were up to the lake and planted a lot of flowers too. We got plants in Centuria, zinnias and different things, snapdragons and petunias. And it looks real nice up there, but we didn't do any swimming. Didn't catch any fish. Been trying all the rods and they don't produce any fish. I don't know if anybody's getting any. One of these days they might start biting. Oh yeah, Ingrid says we caught a board, that's right. She was out, we went out in the motorboat, and the reel started clicking away. But it didn't make any big runs or anything. It came in kind of slow, like a flat object that it was. But it was nice up there, so we enjoyed it up there and had plenty to eat. So here, Mother's going to talk a little. Oh, Ingrid? All right, Ingrid can visit with you a little.
Hi. Yeah, we were up at the cabin this weekend. We went Saturday morning, and it was pretty cloudy up there, and it rained a little bit, I think. And the mosquitoes were just awful. I can't believe it. We must have each given a pint to their cause. And didn't catch any fish or anything. And well, then we got home last night, and then Diane, my roommate, you remember her, Afkin Bredberg from Sherbourne, came over. And she stayed overnight here with her little boy. And so we were here talking and playing with her baby and all that stuff. So then they left this afternoon sometime. And let's see, I left Denver about 3 o'clock Friday morning after we had packed Thursday night. We worked all weekdays and was flying around in the evenings, and then Denny helped me pack Thursday night till the wee hours, and then I had a couple hours sleep, and then we pulled out around 3, and we finally got to Minneapolis around 7 o'clock Friday night. So that was about 15 hours driving, with an hour, you know, lost in the time change. So got here without any bruises or scrapes to me or the car. Lucky me. Anyway, the car made it, and we've almost got 54,000 miles on that thing. But now it'll get a chance to rest all summer. And I'll try and find a garage to keep it in. I don't know. We've got Monix and Ofeltz in mind to ask and see if they got any space, because I hate to leave it out on the street and get tarred on and everything. And let's see. Other than that, I'm going to have to try and get my bike out now and go riding around the lake and see what's going on and failing. And let's see. What else can I tell you here?
A lot of eats.
Oh, yeah. We're eating plenty good. I can't believe all the food. Mother's pies, they keep coming out all the time. Good food here. A lot better than what was in Denver. And let's see. Oh, yeah. I hear you're going to get to go to Pope now in North Carolina. So you'll have to let me know if you're going to be there in July or August, or be home either in July or August. Because then, you know, like if you come home in July, then I probably won't stay home so long in September. Then I'll get back to work quicker. And let's see, what else? Oh, we're going to leave here for Maine the 10th of June and get there sometimes around the 25th. That's when we have to start work. And so we're going to go through D.C. and New York and see all the sights there and swing out a little bit. And let's see, what else, Dad? Is there anything else we got to say?
We'll get that big free room and board in Washington.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to. Grandma has these friends in Washington, D.C., and she thinks Lundbergs, Carl Lundberg, I guess it is, and we're supposed to stay with them. They know the town pretty well, and so we'll get free room and board and see the sights without wasting a lot of time going on the wrong streets and stuff like that. So that should be a pretty good deal. Too bad we don't know anybody in New York. Have to meet some nice young men. But let's see. Oh, so let's see. What kind of bike do you have? Is it a big one? He's got a Yamaha or Suzuki, something like that?
I don't know Honda. Just what it is.
Oh, a Honda,
it's a
huh?
400 something.
Oh, really?
It's fairly big.
Oh, because Denny wants just a small one. He wants a trail bike to go in the back in the mountains and stuff like that. He didn't think a big one would, you know, suit his fancy. So I don't know. But I was just going to see what yours was like. I suppose you have to tell me about it when you get home. But anyway, here's Mother now.
Hi, Carl. Here we are, sitting by the kitchen table.
That's just what Dad said.
Yeah. And I was going to say that we got to see Mel Nelson and Donna and Rosanna. And little Rosanna, she's the pride and joy of their household. We were in there for a little while, and Donna was showing us pictures. We were just going to stay about 5-10 minutes, but it got to be close to an hour. And we saw all the pictures of Rosanna, and then I said, oh, I said, everyone is of Rosanna. And then Donna says, well, who else is there to take pictures of? So you know who's the star in that place. And she is really cute, and she's 2 and a half now, and they're going to put her in Head Start school when she gets 5. And Mel looks real good, and so does Donna. They're out working in the barn, and they're asking about you and where you are, and so they're interested, and they were glad to see Ingrid. Hadn't seen her for quite a while. And they don't let people down on the north end of the lake now. There was one car with a camper, but they've got a rope across with a red handkerchief or whatever hanging there. And they kind of stopped that now. So she said people come by there and used to think it was a public road that went down, and everybody would tell another, and so they had such a gang there, they finally had to give up on that. And so now there's not many that come. But maybe some of their friends, they go down for a hamburger and bean feed or something like that once a year in the summer. They are invited. Well, other than that, things are going along normally, and Grandma's fine, and was with up to the lake, and we saw the Olsons. On Friday, we went to the cemetery. We put flowers on Grandpa's grave. We first were over to Grandma's and had supper out in her backyard, and it was a real nice evening, and then from there we went to the cemetery and put the flowers, and it was good out there. They had so many lilacs in bloom. I never saw that many. They were just, all the bushes were just covered. It looked so pretty and smelled fragrant. Click it off. Which way up?
Yeah.
Go.
The rose bush, Carl, is in front of the garage that we planted, is coming along real good, and there's a lot of buds on it. So we'll have a lot of roses pretty soon. They're a little stickery, though. You have to wear gloves when you come near that rose bush because there's so many thorns on it. Then I planted some zinnias and snapdragons and around in the yard here, and some petunias and geraniums that I'd had over the winter. So we're going to have a few flowers, and things are nice and green here, and deals are fine. We saw Mr. Deal. He wants Ingrid to come over and visit, tell him about Denver.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess she'll be doing that now when she's home, and she's going to be home a little longer than she planned at first. So that'll be nice. We're glad she's home. And, well, I guess I don't know anymore now, Carl, but take good care of yourself, and I hope your cheese sandwiches don't get burned and your steaks.
Good cook there.
Yeah. We wish you were here, too, and we hope to see you pretty soon. So bye now, and be good boy.
Well, Carl, the getting darker here. I suppose we're going to have some rain. The yards look nice. Anderson's been planting. It's real nice around here. And green and pretty. Been clipping and trimming all around now so Ingrid can relax a good. It's a little different than an apartment around here. There's a yard to be in and everything. But anyway, up to the lake, Mel showed me he's adding on about a third more to the size of his barn. It's really, he got the trucks over there yesterday and we were up there and they hauled in a lot of gravel and that to level it up. And then the walls are laid up with blocks like the other one and high. So he's going to be working every bit that he can. I imagine it'll cost quite a few thousand for his barn. They have so many cows. But he looks about the same and it was kind of nice to visit with him. He got to see everybody. And like I say, we got the tapes when we got home, the two tapes.
Say a little more.
Sure. We got the tapes from you and from Crown that you're at Cameron now for 2 weeks in the country, as you say. So anyway, if you don't get it before, I suppose you'll get this tape when you get back to Clark. Now, hope everything goes good. Get all the airplanes going smooth and keep running up there. Hope there's enough gas over there, good gas or fuel, after they burned up all that gas. It's not too smooth over there either. But anyway, Pope Field sounds like a real good assignment, and we're glad that I think it'll be a good place to be. And there's a lot of nice places in the Carolinas and the Smokies, and there's a lot of different golf courses at Southern Pines and that are real nice. So that'll be a good assignment. Well, Ingrid's going to say something now. She wants to wind up. We're glad she's home. It's kind of nice to be visiting around here.
Well, I was just going to tell you that I just got through writing an application up to this Poudre Valley Hospital in Fort Collins. That's where I want to work when I get back in September. Because then, well, Danny's going to be going to school there at Colorado State U to finish off his pre-med there. So then, you know, he thought it'd be a good idea if I worked up there too. Too far to be way in Denver, you know, a whole 65 miles. But anyway, I thought I'd just tell you that. So I don't know, I hope I get in there. It's about a 220-bed hospital. They're just having an addition put on, an extra 90 beds to total 220. And it seems like it'd be a pretty good place to work. I didn't really get a hike around in it because I just stopped in to get an application, then I brought it home to fill out. So I'm not sure, you know, either if I got a job there or not, but I'll have to let him know in August. And then she seemed to think, you know, possibly she could hold an opening for me. So I'll just kind of have to wait and see. But otherwise, the town is really, it looks like a pretty good town. It's mostly, you know, all the college kids and it's, you know, a pretty clean town, and yet it isn't that far from Denver, you know, if you want to get down where more action is. So anyway, I'll have to let you know how that turns out. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah.
You'll write to him when you
get
out there.
Yeah, I'll probably write to you from camp, and you can know my address there, and then you can let me know, you know, when you're going to get down to Polk. And maybe sometime we can swing over there and you can give me a ride in an airplane, huh? That would be pretty good, hey? So anyway, I guess that's probably about all for now, and then I'll write to you when I get to Maine and tell you about the trip out there and Linda's little Spitfire. If we can put all our stuff in, we're going to take our sleeping bags along and try and sleep in the car because the seats recline at a pretty good angle, so you know it's pretty comfortable. And we thought we'd bring our sleeping bags with, and then we wouldn't have to pay for motel bills because neither one of us have too much cash. And I don't know exactly though where we're going to put all our stuff. We'll have to probably wear three sets of clothes when we drive because there's no place to store all this stuff. And Linda was too cheap to get a luggage rack, and I didn't want to buy one. So, you know, it's kind of going to be tight. But I suppose we can always put the top down and breathe and see the sky, so we won't get too much claustrophobia or something. But anyway, that's all for now. How do you turn it off?
Well, the amateurs, us guys, are closing off this little message, Carl. We hope you take good care of yourself and cool it, and all the packing and selling your car and getting supplies. You'll have a airplane fleet to carry all your stuff back. So take her cool. We're glad to hear from you, and keep writing. If you need something, why, we'll be glad to send it to you. So you'll be hearing from us. Stay in the old buggy. Bye now.